The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. RS, all the hours, come to think of it. But right now we're in the second hour, so we'll tell you that in conjunction with the second hour.
Roll back the years. Roll back the years. With what we know now, it'd be different somehow if we could roll back the years. When man first gazed upon the sea, it went to the end of his world. Beyond its edge lay only dreams, till mankind's sail unfurled. A cautious step into the waves, as the four winds filled his sail. Exploring new lands one by one, sharing quarters with the waves. Plunder the ocean's gold. The whale was so very big, a wonder to behold. For many years the slaughter ran, set a legend to its grave. History calls it the power of greed, their own time called it brave. Searching for her mate, the sole survivor of her breed, learning of her fate. North to south she vainly seeks, till she herself is gone, living only for our children now, in fable and in song.
Disgusting dust,
dust.
Born of hair and paper bits and body rust. Oxidizing oxidation, generating ruination. The certainty of entropy is certainly not lost on me. Dust,
dust.
Disgusting dust,
dust.
Byproduct of petroleum and wanderlust. The more I settle in, the more it settles in on me. I have a home 'cause I must, but dang that infernal dust. Dust,
dust.
Disgusting dust,
dust.
Adapting way more quickly than I can adjust. Roaming and proliferating, cloning and conglomerating, moving on to every space just like it thinks it owns the place. Dust,
dust.
disgusting dust.
Dust!
Floating down relentlessly in bloom or bust. The sooner I sweep it out, the sooner it sweeps in. I pray that it won't combust. Confound this cussed dust. Disgusting dust.
Dust.
Grown so high and wide, it's finally formed a crust. Coats and caps and clustered clumps, piled in hillocks, heaps and humps. One disinclined to clean observes that what it covers, it preserves. Dust.
Dust.
Disgusting dust.
Dust.
Falls alike on both the unjust and the just. If my energy won't give out, I swear I won't give in. I'll be resolute and robust, not spineless or nonplussed. In vacuuming we trust. Take that, you dastardly dust.
You know, I get a lot of letters, a lot of emails saying, you know, we listen to your show while we're vacuuming. Listen to your show while I'm sweeping. Listen to your show while I'm dusting. So that's kind of for you folks, except the way this thing works, it kind of implies that it's a never-ending battle. And I suppose dusting, especially in the summertime and especially with the windows open and everything, could be a never-ending battle. But not really, because you do get rid of the like top couple of layers, and then you know that the next weekend, you know, you go back to it and you're still always going to be at one or two layers rather than five or six layers. So anyway, it's for you folks. A lot of letters, and it's like, you know, while I'm vacuuming or while I'm dusting, I listen to your show. You know, it makes me feel good that you're doing something constructive while you're listening to this show. That was the Chromatocats, and before that, the Wales song, Will Hobbs. And we're going to hear one more from Will Hobbs, and then we'll go into something else. Yes, we will.
Yes, I'm headed on down. Can't get enough of that Cajun sound. Spent too long just hanging around this crazy town. I'm bayou bound. Well, it's been a long time and I wanna go back. Gonna take me a train down that eastbound track. Cross the Rockies and I'll head down south. Down the Mississippi to the river's mouth. I'll look out the window at the countryside. Might stop at St. Louis for a steamboat ride. But I won't stay long, cause I gotta get down to the Cajun country. Now I'm bayou bound. I'm going to Louisiana, yes, I'm headed on down. Can't get enough of that Cajun sound. Spent too long just hanging around this crazy town. Now I'm bayou bound. Well, last time down there, decided to cruise on the crooked back roads. I had nothing to lose. Riding on my motorcycle, thought I was lost in the cypress swamps and the Spanish moss. Decided to stop, I was going slow, and I saw an alligator by the side of the road. So I sped back up, turned my bike around, finally found my way on back to town. The Atchafalaya camp by a cove with a pail of armadillos and a firework grove. Caught a couple catfish, cooked them on a grill. Red beans and rice, we had our fill. Pulled out a guitar, fiddle and a bow, and we played up a storm till the fire burned low. Then we took a little nap and we headed into town. Catch your Cajun music, now I'm bayou bound. I'm going to Louisiana, yes, I'm headed on down. Can't get enough of that Cajun sound. Spent too long just hanging around this crazy town. Now I'm bayou bound.
I'm from Louisiana, yes, I'm headed on down. Can't get enough of that Cajun sound. Spent too long just hanging around this crazy town, now I'm bayou bound.
another paradise. They pull him to the edge where he lost control. Maybe he was a little high and didn't think he'd ever die when he pushed his luck and the pickup began to roll. A white cross and plastic flowers, a twinkle in God's eye. When he welcomes another pilgrim to glory, to that home beyond the sky. the path is narrow from here to the river. The river that will carry me home. I may stumble in the valley of the shadow, but I know I won't be alone. This world is lush with nature's true beauty, the beauty from which I have come. And when I begin my final journey, I will shine like the autumn
Autumn Sun, Laddie Ray Melvin, nice fellow. We were talking, we saw each other at a gig up there at the Grand Ron Winery, Dave Westfall's place that Bill and Kathy Kostelic and I did the Blue Ribbon Tea Company, and I got together and did a gig, and Laddie Ray was in there, and he is so awesome to talk songwriting with. A lot of these guys are really good songwriters. Janice Carper is another one to talk good songwriting with, and good and bad songwriting, for that matter, since it's all subjective, but just songwriting in general. And we were talking about Dylan. And, you know, Dylan is really the American bard, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you think of how he interprets and how he does his own stuff. He's writing really, really well. His last album, The Tempest, is so good. And so Laddie Ray and I were discussing this. Hang on one second. We were discussing this, and he is so together about how he dissects a good song or a bad song and how he puts it all together. And it's his view, and he admits that. And when you look at it from a common sense standpoint, how you can talk about what makes a good song and amplify that, he's pretty much right on target. That song, of course, has a religious feel to it, a spiritual feel, The Autumn Sun. And, of course, in about a week, that's what we'll be getting, The Autumn Sun, right around Monday, a week from this next Monday, Sunday, Monday. when we hit the, what would that be, the autumnal equinox. And then we run on into the summer solstice, or the winter solstice in December. Almost made another mistake there, didn't I? Carper and Peterson before that. And we're going to hear one more from them. But I want to play that Love After 50 thing. There's hope. There's always hope. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There's always hope.
Got a $10 bill, says I'll make you smile. Sweet little deal, been running for a while. A midnight special, better than a cheap thrill. If you got the time, I got a $10 bill. $100 woman won't turn my head as much as you and the things you said. Well, it's Friday night and I just got paid. $30 room with a double bed. Will you be my girl for a $10 bill? Boot scootin' two-step and take your poor wool. I'm a hard-working man looking for a good time. It's double or nothing, gonna make you mine. $100 woman won't turn my head much as you and the things you said. Well, it's Friday night and I just got paid. $30 room and a double bed. $10 bill says we're gonna have fun. Head on out the Beauville Run. Catch a rising sun on Moonshine Hill. Still gotta blow that $10 bill. $100 woman won't turn my head as much as you and the things you said. Well, it's Friday night and I just got paid. $30 room with a double bed. Got a $10 bill says you wanna be mine. Double or nothing, so I'll take my time. So if you got a little more time to kill, listen to me, girl, I got a $10 bill. $100 woman won't turn my head as much as you and the things you said. Well, it's Friday night and I just got paid. $30 room and a double bed. A $30 room and a double bed.
come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
I sit here in the shade. I'm digging with my spade. I'm digging in that cold, cold mine. Now, Ruby, Ruby,
honey, are you mad at you?
Honey, are you mad at you? Honey, are you mad at your man? Now, I've done all that I can do just to get along with you. And still you won't be satisfied. Now Ruby, Ruby, honey, are you mad at your man? Honey, are you mad at your man? Honey, are you mad at your man? If you don't believe I'm right, I'm gonna call on you tonight. I'll take you to my shanty so cold. Now Ruby, hey Ruby,
honey, are you mad at your man?
Honey, are you mad at your
man? Honey, are you mad at your man?
Now Ruby.
Goodness, Orville Johnson and Laura Love. Ruby, honey, are you mad at your man? Before that, Cotton Eye Joe in the same medley. And we have to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I am your host, Dan Marr. We're coming right back. You just hold your horses because it's all good. And we still have an hour and a half's worth of music left to go. Yes, we do.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the WSU Humanitas Festival, presenting the Young Native Playwrights Initiative. Professionally acted monologues and one-acts written by Nez Perce and Coeur d'Alene Youth. September 27th at Wadley Theater in Dagey Hall. Performingarts.wsu.edu.
Continued sunshine this weekend. High temperatures today, 77 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. A few degrees warmer tomorrow. Lows tonight will be mostly in the 40s. Next week, we'll see gradually increasing clouds, and the temperatures will be cooler after midweek.
Thank you. than a dime store. Tomorrow we'll go out in the boat at dawn to the deep water where the big fish run up at Fish Trap Lake. Fish Trap Lake. Swimming with my brother, my sister too. Swim all day till our lips turn blue. Get out now before you get a cramp. Just one more time out to the raft up at Fish Trap Lake. Fish Trap Lake. White birch, maple, spruce and pine, bend in the winds of summertime. The old black bear and the fat raccoon will feel the sting of winter soon. Up to the fish house, lantern light, fish scales, fish guts, sharp, sharp knife, hot fat cornmeal in the frying pan. Sit down at the table, feel like a man up at Fish Trap Lake. Fish Trap Lake. Watch out for deer. Dad stops at the tavern, goes in for beer. I wait outside with the keys to the car, the radio and the northern stars. Up at Fish Trap Lake. Fish Trap Lake.
Hold on, keep your eyes on the prize.
You know, for so many, many years, Orville Johnson was respected as one of the finest guitar players, both electric and acoustic and slide and blues and jazz and rock and folk. And a lot of people, he was in demand to do a lot of backup work on everybody's albums. And nobody even thought about him. I mean, he was on David Maloney's albums. He was on albums. I used him as a backup. A lot of people used Orville Johnson. And nobody thought of him that much as a singer until he got in with a group called Philly Gumbo. I believe that was the group. Philly Gumbo. And you go see him in these little Cajun bars and these little New Orleans kitchen bars down in Pioneer Square, and he would just cut loose in the vocals, just rip them up, and he would go from high to low and low to high, and it was just amazing. He could do a version of You Don't Miss Your Water Till the Well Runs Dry that could tear apart buildings. I mean, the guy is so good. And then he worked with Mr. Mark Graham for a while, and he's got a bunch of solo work. And this is the last thing that I have with Orville Johnson on it, with Laura Love, who is such a good singer in her own right and plays the bass and writes good stuff. And she had a commercial deal going for a while with Mercury Records out of New York. And the acrobatics and the gymnastics that she can do with her vocals is really something. And you put these two together, and, oh, it's just stunning. It is just really stunning. Laura Love and Orville Johnson. Michael Jeerling before that with Fish Trap Lake. I don't think it's the Fish Trap Lake out there near Enterprise, Oregon. I think it's someplace in the Midwest. This is live at Cafe Elena's in New York, upstate New York, actually. And, yeah, we're going to play one more from him. I like this song a lot, the North Country Jukebox.
Is gone. Took the camper and the kids, took the money too, but I'm glad that they did. It's the best time of the year. The air is sharp and clear. Got the lake to myself, the woods full of deer, and it's a good time to take a walk and think about all the things. A song for North Country Jukebox. Some say I'm a crazy fool, living here where the north wind rumbles through like a ghost train. Maybe they are right. Cold weather I don't mind. Got a couple of cords of hardwood stacked against the house, and I'll do just fine. I'll stoke the stove up red hot and put some coffee in the pot and play a song for North Country Jukebox. Winter keeps this land from their reach. If the sun shined here all year, it would be Miami Beach. Hey, pour me another beer. You know you'll often find me here. It's a second home. I don't apologize. All my good friends wander in, 'cause it's the only place there is. I'm an eight ball king, a pinball whiz. And if I missed this shot, I put a quarter in the slot and play a song for North Country Jukebox. If I missed this shot, I put a quarter. Mm-hmm.
soul be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Well, if I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. You know my sister taught me how to read. My sister taught me how to read. But if I don't read and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Wrong. Yes, I know right from wrong. But if I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. And if I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine.
My goodness, Laura Love and Orville Johnson, Nobody's Fault But Mine. Rankin Family in the background. Charlotte Yao, Brett Sharbat, Janelle Mendoza, Chris Stortle. And the thing is that these are all the folks who help on this show every week, and they don't get a lot of recognition, and I think that that's kind of unfair. But it's kind of how it goes, so that's why we say their names at the end of each hour. Alrighty? Okay, email me. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, W-S-U.edu. Or you can call me 509-332-5047. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are. We're coming back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Julie Fowlis. She provided the singing voice in Pixar's Oscar-winning animation Brave. She was raised in the Outer Hebrides and is reaching new audiences with Gaelic Song. Meet Julie Fowlis, my guest this week on The Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie for The Thistle and Shamrock 1 hour from now, right after the final hour of Inland Folk here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. It's 1 o'clock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Howard Hughes Appliance, TV, and Sleep Shop. with a selection of beds and mattresses, including Englander and Tempur-Pedic, displayed at the Howard Hughes Sleep Shop on the Pullman Road in Moscow. Special orders available on the web at howardhughesappliance.com.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise, Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.